Alabanza, the Spanish word assigned to a Spanish hymn brought to the New World by the Franciscans, probably in the 17th century. Music remains a vital part of Mexican life, as expressed in several styles, like the mariachi band music and the folk dance known as the son. Other styles include the corrido, canción, the huapango, and valona, which appeared in colonial times. Included in this cast is the alabanza, a hymn of praise dedicated to saints and other deities. It has survived in numerous Roman Catholic communities in Mexico, New Mexico, and the like. The folk music of Mexico has, in part, remained attached to the music of Spain, where some of the mestizos, religious folk songs, were, early on, influenced by the liturgical music of the Catholic Church. In part, the birth of the alabanza begins not long after the fall of the great Aztec civilization to Spanish invaders in 1521. They came not only to colonize, but to convert the mestizos population, suppressing and labeling along the way mestizos forms of artistic and music expression as pagan. The Catholic Church sent many missionaries to Mexico, some of whom placed a heavy emphasis on the musical training of the mestizos as part of their educational transformation. The mestizos, who historically had been accustomed to elaborate rituals before the Spaniards arrived, would over time find favor in their conversion, in part because of music. During the 300 years of the colonial era and the years following independence in 1810, the acculturation process continued to shape the musical expression of Mexico. Unique melodies of the mestizos, Spaniards infusing the music with instruments like the guitar, and the rhythmic and percussive nuances of enslaved Africans in Mexico helped to produce distinctively Mexican forms like the sacred folk hymn, the alabanza. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.